Gun violence in Illinois is much more than a Chicago problem. The Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting analyzed police data on shootings in 8 downstate communities. This week, we'll look at what the numbers tell us, the stories behind the data, and some of the potential solutions. And we begin with Illinois Newsroom's Dusty Rhodes in Springfield.
Since 2015, at least 600 people in 8 downstate cities have been injured or killed by guns. There's no way to tally up all the casualties because, as Jessica Booker knows only too well, you don't have to get hit by a bullet to feel its effects.
I lost my oldest brother when he was 19 to a shooting at Cox Park. He was playing basketball and whatever, and it just happened.
Jessica is a senior at Springfield Southeast High School, where her brother Andre was a popular student and played on the football and basketball teams. She puts on a brave face, but the moment she laughs, it crumbles.
All we know is that as they were playing basketball, someone walked up with the gun, and he was shot from the side, and it hit his heart, and his heart exploded before he hit the ground.
4 men, ranging in age from 18 to 21, were arrested. They're now awaiting trial for first-degree murder. Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser says Booker was killed during a spree of gun violence among groups of young men, a common thread in stats statewide.
The Andre Booker Comer Cox Park shooting was a retaliation for what one side thought was a shooting, so then they go after and shoot at this rival gang, or what they perceived to be this rival gang.
Booker's death on May 31st last year ended a bloody month in which Springfield police confirmed 34 reports of shots fired, with 14 injuries and 3 fatalities. It's not just the capital city. In central and southern Illinois, at least 100 people were killed by gun violence over the past 3 years, according to local police department data we obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. Each department has its own way of collecting and parsing crime stats, but no matter how you look at it, gun violence has grown into a chronic problem across the state. Nadine Williams spent more than 3 decades working as the crime analyst for the Springfield Police Department. That's a lot of years of reading reports, noticing patterns, tracking names, and watching families evolve. She has some idea of what's driving this uptick.
It's predominantly young kids, and I can do better than you, and I'm going to prove a point. And it's cool to carry a gun and shoot someone, but young lives are being taken by the dozens. It's sad, you know, ruining their lives.
She's not just talking about the victims whose lives are lost, it's also the shooters. Take, for example, the kid who shot up her house.
A young man had really was down on his luck and stuff. His mom had died in a motor vehicle accident. Grandma was raising him. There was an influx of kids in the neighborhood. Him and his friends decided they wanted to pick up guns and be tough and say they were in a gang. And they would pick on other kids who didn't want to do it their way. And I just happened to be, my house was there. They were in cars and they were driving by and my house got hit. It was kind of scary.
Could have been much worse. Williams found a bullet hole in the headboard of her waterbed. That helped motivate her to buy a few acres out in the country, build a house there, and leave Springfield. So her answer to the question of how to curb gun violence might surprise you.
It's not always about convicting someone and putting them in jail. It's about getting them to change for the right reasons.
Millhiser, the state's attorney, hopes to do just that. Like other prosecutors around the state, he's betting on a program that includes identifying likely shooters, confronting them, and promising swift enforcement if they don't put down their guns. The program also includes an offer of social services. As you'll hear in our ongoing coverage, it can be tough to measure how well this type of program works without detailed police data.
As I said, mixed results, but you know, we're going to try.
If it works, it could save lives. But with the first anniversary of her brother's death approaching, there's not much any government program can do for Jessica Booker.
We try to put on a smile for everybody else, but we cry. Sometimes we just want to call him and be like, but we can't. We be catching ourselves sometimes. I still be catching myself to this day.
Reporting for Illinois Newsroom, I'm Dusty Rhodes.